So you've channeled all of this knowledge that you've accumulated, Greta, into your new book called The Climate Book. It's not just written by yourself. You've got together more than 100 people, brought together their expertise, their knowledge, all into one place, into this book. So I suppose, like, who are you hoping picks this book up?
I'm hoping to reach as many as possible. For me, this is a type of activism. I use whatever platform I have, whatever opportunity I have, to spread awareness to as many as possible, because I have the privilege to have the opportunity to do something, and therefore it is also my mission to spread awareness to as many as possible. The sort of idea with this is to send to those who have important things to say, whether it is scientists, experts, or activists living on the front lines, authors who can share stories about this. In doing so, I hope to communicate a holistic picture of all these crises that we face and make people connect the dots between them. Mm-hmm. So I hope that this can be some kind of beginner's guide to the climate emergency.
Yeah, it's important to you, I think, that the book contains so many different perspectives. Mm-hmm. Why does that matter?
Because the climate crisis has so many different sides to it. It's not just the fact that the planet is heating up. It's also about droughts, it's about famines, it's about floods, it's about the displacements of tens of millions of people happening already today, already earlier this month that we have seen. And there are different sides to this story that we must tell.
Mm. I mean, I mentioned earlier, Greta, about people feeling overwhelmed about this topic, and there might be people at home that are thinking, I don't know, how does little old me kind of make a difference or whatever? Like, what would you say to those people?
I would say that it's very understandable to feel overwhelmed, because the things we're talking about, the things we're dealing with, are existential threats to humanity unlike anything the world has ever seen before. So it's very understandable to not know exactly where to begin and what to do about it. And that's why, for me, it helped to do something concrete, and that I started to read up more about it. I started to educate myself. And when I became fully aware of it, I sort of knew myself what I could do. And then I made the decision to start school striking for the climate. But also, as I mentioned earlier, connect with other people who feel the same thing, who share the same values as you. Because when you're together in this struggle, then there are no limits to what you can accomplish.
Yeah, brilliantly said.